The House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Management and Procurement held a hearing earlier this week looking at improving procurement and acquisition policies. One of the people who testified before that subcommittee, Bill Gormley, the president and chief executive officer of the Washington Management Group that includes Fed sources and the Coalition for Government Procurement. Gormley is the former assistant commissioner at GSA's Federal Supply Service, and he joins us right now live. Mr. Gormley, thanks so much for joining us.
Chris, it's a pleasure being with you and Amy today.
So this hearing just looked like there was a lot that went on, and one of the things that sort of percolated up is that there still seemed to be a lot of conflicts between DOD and GSA, and there just still seemed to be working out some of the bugs in the procurement system.
Well, you have two of the largest acquisition organizations in government, so I think there may just be some by nature built-in conflict, but I think it's, to be fair, out to both of them, I think they worked hard. It's a lot better than it was over the past couple of years. I like to note here, I think that before we get started here, that on the hearing yesterday, I think until the Congress takes this topic seriously, it's kind of hard for everybody to think there's actually going to be change here. And what I mean by that is we have five members of Congress there that were in and out during the course of the hearing. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things to do to run the government, but I think there's 37 members on the full committee. So, there's not high representation there. And someone actually brought up the fact when they held steroid hearings there last year.
Everybody was there.
Everybody was there. Maybe you and Amy were probably there. I mean, yeah, so what turns people on with steroids, but that doesn't turn them on when you talk acquisition.
Well, and it's funny because there does seem to be a little bit of a void Representative Waxman's moved on to another committee. Of course, Tom Davis has retired from the Hill altogether, and no one seems to have picked up the real procurement mantle yet.
Yeah, no one stepped up, and I think in fairness to the chairwoman, Diane Watson, she made it very clear this is her first of many hearings to come on this topic of ways to improve acquisition in government. She scolded the administration pretty hard. OMB, OFPP, apparently at the last minute said they were going to be a no-show, so they did not have approval to come to this hearing. And I think that does not bode well for the administration.
And while it might not get a lot of play on television or on the radio, what really counts is how lawmakers feel about it. What sort of response did you get from them? Do you feel like they heard you?
I think they listened to people. There just wasn't enough time. It was only for 2 hours, and that's listening to everybody's bio. And they, obviously there's prepared remarks, Amy. But I think the common topic, unfortunately, always falls back to there's not enough resources to do the job. And until they address the ability to hire, train, and retain people for this profession, over my 30 years, this topic has been floated out.
And it seems like there's, one of the concerns, and Representative Davis would often mention it, a lot of the feelings on Capitol Hill tend to be anecdotal rather than based on wide swaths of data.
Exactly. And I think part of it, some of the examples up there were, someone was talking, if you listen to it, spare parts and I forgot who it was, talked about, spare parts are always more expensive, and how do we address spare parts? This is a much broader, I'm not saying spare parts shouldn't be looked at, but at the end of the day, I think we're overburdening the ability for people, for industry to do contracts with the government. We are laying rules over rules. There's new ethic rules now that if you have done something wrong, that you have to report it to your contracting officer and you have to call the agency's IG up as an example. And there was already ethic rules in place. So some of this, at some point, they have to start eliminating rules where they overlap, with new rules as an example. But fixed price was talked about. Yeah, there seems to be a determination on fixed pricing, and I think hopefully Congress heard us on that, in that fixed pricing is not the answer. If you don't write a good description of what you want to buy, I think the toilet will come back. The toilet scenario will come back to haunt us. I think if you call the
$400 toilet seat.
I think we could do better than that. And I think if you called the plumber up over there at Fed News Radio and said, my toilet's leaking, and how much will it cost before you come here to fix it? The plumber's going to just tell you $800. And you'll say, well, why don't you come here and fix it? And I said, I will for $800. And he'll say, why $800? And he'll say, because you can't tell me what it is, so I'll just bring a new toilet.
Yeah, we have one on call all the 24/7, so we're always ready. The other issue that's looming out there is, of course, the GSA administrator nominee, Martha Johnson. We're expecting the Senate to take action any minute now. And, you know, we've been waiting a couple days. And a lot of anticipation for her arrival.
I think what'll be good for the agency, I think she'll be the, I may have it wrong, but pretty close, I think like the fifth administrator in 14 months or something.
You got it exactly right.
And so, you know, when you have that, and her slogan is going to be thrill the customer, which was, which they were doing when she was at GSA before. And I think that in of itself is going to get GSA pretty excited, and I think while they have a ways to go before they start throwing the customer, I think her indication when she was being questioned on the Hill for confirmation, she was pretty clear that, hey, you know, we spent enough time looking internally and investigating ourselves. We need to start doing our mission, and I think they're well poised for that, and I think the agency's really set up to address the types of issues they're going to be facing for the stimulus spending as well.
Getting back to contracting reforms, what is the next step? You've testified on Capitol Hill. What happens now? What should people be watching for?
The chairwoman indicated that we would all receive questions and that we were expected to respond to the committee within 10 days. So we should be receiving questions, I would assume, by the end of the week. Pointed questions. There are clearly. I mentioned to them the VA Acquisition Academy that has been set up in Frederick, the three-year training academy, three-year course. And I was able to go up there a couple weeks ago as an invited speaker and spoke to the class. I think they're going to start to need to put that kind of investment. I think VA's on to something there. And I know DOD has the Defense Acquisition University, and GSA and the civilian agencies have the Federal Acquisition University. But I think they need to settle down and really focus on making this a profession and a recognized seat at the table.
Some people have been questioning why the administration seems to be moving forward on some of these procurement reforms when, at least from what I hear in the buzzosphere, they're not even close to naming an OFPP administrator.
Your signals are pretty clear. Yeah, and I think they're going to need to have someone in here who's strong and they have to start putting people in positions with a background and knowledge, Chris, because you can't expect to go in there and to take on this type of responsibility and understand it. And, you know, the way they're headed right now is as much effort as the administration is trying to put out to spend the stimulus bill. It's impossible to spend this money right now the way the government's organized.